Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
It's the Rush Hour with MG Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Ryan Girdler in for Mark Geyer this evening. We finally dragged the man away from his very important briefing. Brent Reid from the Australian Triple M NRL team. What's this important meeting you've been a part of?
Top secret, lads. All shall be revealed in coming days.
Are you part of some sort of dance routine at the Magic Round, Reedy? Have you been rehearsing?
Yeah, I have been, yeah. I'm big on my Irish dancing. You know, there's some Irish dancing festival on at the same time.
Is that right?
He's a soccer player from way back. He's got the pins to pull off a pair
great
of tights.
Great legs, mate, great legs. They're very hairy, but, you know, they go all right. They're muscly at the same time.
He would put your calves to shame, Ryan Girdler.
The sparrow legs are good. Yeah, got income.
Reedy, let's get stuck into it. The Anthony Seibold, he was Wayne Bennett's punching bag last week, and this week there's some rumours he's upsetting other coaches.
Yeah, look, there's a rumour during the rounds that basically Anthony Seibold white-handed Michael Maguire to get the job at South Sydney at the end of 2017. Now, this story has been doing the rounds. And look, I sat down with him late yesterday with another journalist, and basically he just wanted to clear the air in it because his mum heard the rumour, and his mum actually rang him up and said, "Is this true?" So, you know, basically yesterday he said, look, it was offensive. He's offended by the suggestion that people would say that he wanted white-headed Madge. He said it was purely a South decision, had absolutely nothing to do with him, and he's pretty upset about it, Siebes. And, you know, he has been a bit of a punching bag, Siebes, the last couple of weeks, and you know, obviously, there's been a lot of mud thrown in his direction. He's tried not to react to it because that isn't his style. He's made that pretty clear. But he just felt like this one was a bit too much to suggest that he sort of went behind Michael Maguire's back and tried to drive him out of the club. But he just found it offensive. To be honest, I can understand why.
Yeah, well, so he can turn it all around this weekend, Reedy, can't he, with a performance up there. And they need a win. And
yeah,
I don't know. That's where their focus needs to be. Did you find it a little bit strange that he felt the need to come out and clarify the situation?
Well, no, just because it was part of a longer conversation. It was towards the end of the chat, and we raised it with him. And I guess when we raised it with him, he sort of felt like he should answer. And we said to him, look, you can end it here and now, Siebes. And he did that. And I think he's done that now. You know, there were reports in the past couple of weeks that he's not on speaking terms with Michael Maguire. I mean, he said the Madge actually sent him a text before his first game as South Sydney coach and wished him well. He caught up with him in the off-season at the coaches' conference. Their wives are friends. So, you know, those sort of things I think really upset him. And I can understand why, because it doesn't paint him in a good light. And it's just not right. And South will tell you that. South will tell you that their decision to move on Michael Maguire had nothing to do with Anthony Seibold. It was purely a South Sydney decision. So, look, I can understand why. You know, he didn't want to buy into it last week because he didn't want to get involved in a slang match with Wayne Bennett. And, you know, you don't win them. So I understand why he didn't want to buy into the debate last week. But I think this week, with a bit of clear air, he felt like he sort of had to put the whole thing to bed.
Let's talk about some player options on the table at the moment, but Reedy. George Burgess, we know Parramatta wanted him at the start of the year. The Rabbitohs is where he is at the moment, and he decided to stick it out and show his worth at the Rabbitohs, and now it appears the Parramatta deal might be off the table.
Yeah, look, that's off the table, but I probably helped spread a bit of a whisper earlier this week that he was pondering retirement. That is not right. That's completely wrong, and I'm probably partially responsible for that. So I apologise to George Burgess. I must say I didn't say it on Triple M, guys. So
sorry, we've just got a journalist on air apologising for reporting something incorrectly, Gertz.
That doesn't happen often.
This is a moment.
I danced around it. I was very subtle about it, but I probably helped fuel it a little bit. Look, he's got at least four offers on the table, George Burgess. Two of them are from Super League, two are from the NRL. One of them's not Parramatta, I've got to stress that, but there are options on the table for George Burgess. As I understand, he's got no plans to hang the boots up at the end of the year. He wants to keep going. The only question is whether it'll be in the NRL or in Super League. And, you know, he's going to have some options, George. And there's a whisper he might start this weekend or at least play a lot more minutes than he has been lately. He's been averaging about 25 minutes a game. So he might see a bit more game time this weekend. That'll put him a bit more in the shop window.
All right, Brent Reed, we've got you kept us waiting. Now we got to send you off early because the great Wendell Saylor is. No, I'm winding you up, Reedy. We love having you on.
You're going to dud me for Dell, please.
Just don't say peeps. You know how that upsets Wendell Saylor.
Oh, he's one of the great men. I'll never say that.
Brent Reed, enjoy Magic Round. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
See you guys.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, Wendell Saylor will jump in because we're going to do some rapid fire footy.